Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, we are delighted to have our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Fehm with us. And we are doubly delighted this week because we have a very, very special guest, Katarina Hobbs, who is the director of Czech Tourism, to talk all about why the Czech Republic should be on your wish list for holiday destinations for 2021. And let's face it, we're all chomping at the bit, aren't we, Ed, to go and get a really nice holiday. And you and I know from experience, because we've been to Prague. Well, I know you've been around the Czech Republic more than I have, but I have very fond memories of Prague, and I would just love to go back. It's a beautiful country.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I mean, this time of year, I would normally probably be in the Christmas markets in Prague, which are absolutely gorgeous, but planning for next year. So Katarina, it's great to talk to you again, and lovely, welcome to Travel Talk. For people out there, I mean, it'd be very interesting to know, what does a traditional kind of Czech Christmas entail?
Hi guys, thank you very much for having me on this wonderful chat show. So obviously the main Christmas celebrations take place on the Christmas Eve, which is the 24th. So it's a little bit different than to the UK and Ireland, where you're celebrating on the 25th with your Christmas turkey. We celebrate in the evening on the 24th when we gather together for the special Christmas dinner, where we traditionally have the carp with the potato salad, which may seem a little bit unusual to some, but since the 19th century, carp has made its way onto the Czech Christmas tables. And before Christmas, carp is sold in a city, in the town centres, where you basically can go and see a massive wooden buckets with the carp swimming in there, and people just go and pick their favourite one and take them home and then just have them for their special Christmas dinner. And what is the lovely tradition with it as well, that people try to or put some of the carp scales in their wallet during the Christmases or Christmas to basically ensure they will always have the money in throughout the year. So I hope this will come true this year for me. And obviously very traditional, it's the nativity scenes also that takes across the country with the especially village of Třešť in the Vysočina region, creating their own nativity scene for about 200 years now, created from wood. And then obviously Christmas Eve midnight mass, and I think it's quite traditional in Ireland as well. It's a very important event to the Czech people, and of course Czech Christmas markets, just as you mentioned, they are, you know, my popular festive activity.
Except this year, of course, it's all very different, isn't it? Now, I know that your traditions sound absolutely lovely, Katarina, I have to say. And I know that the Child of Prague statue there would also be very much a part of your whole sort of maybe what we might call unusual Christmas traditions, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big symbols of Christmas time in Czech Republic is the Child of Prague statue in the Church of Our Lady, which is dressed in the beautiful royal vestments and a special Christmas outfit for visitors to enjoy while they're looking at it. But then many Czech people have always looked for ways to foretell the future, especially during the Christmas time. So let me just tell you some of the funny ones. For example, is girls used to throw a shoe and they believe that if the tip points towards the doors, they will find a love in the next year. And then another one, which is really a lovely one, and I actually use this tradition till today, is an apple that is cut in half over the dinner. And if the seeds inside form a five-pointed star, it's believed that everyone at the table will be healthy in the coming year. And what's very lovely as well, I have three sisters, so it's five of us always at the dinner table as a close family. So obviously if we have a five-pointed star in apple, it includes every single of us being healthy for the in the upcoming year. But there are so many quirky, unique Christmas traditions, but these are some of my favourite.
Wonderful. And of course, no Irish visitor, Katerina, would ever go to Prague without visiting the Child of Prague, which was a huge tradition here, as you know, to get a statue when you before the night you got married. And there was a lot of whole history of that. And a lot of people mightn't realize, actually, that the Child of Prague is anatomically correct. And when the nuns would be changing the costumes, they would have to divert their eyes away from the statue as they were dressing it. So very interesting. Katerina, what would you say is the most Christmassy place in the Czech Republic?
Oh, that's quite a hard question, because Czech Republic is just lively place around the Christmas period. But those looking for guaranteed white Christmas, for example, should check out the skiing in Spindler of Mlin, considered the best skiing region in the
country. Yes, and I actually have skied there, Katerina. I loved it. Yeah,
so,
very good.
Yeah, the white Christmas would be there for sure. But Český Krumlov, which is only about a couple hours away from the capital city, Prague, is one of the Czech Republic's most picturesque town, with a traditional setting that is enough to make anyone feel the festive spirit. And then Brno. I know, Ed, you know Brno, our second capital.
The Cork of the Czech Republic. Yep.
I know you've been, I know you enjoyed, I know you actually wrote about it, and brilliant article.
Amazing food.
It's a very sort of like a wintry web of lights and atmospheric pubs, and even a 14-meter Christmas tree from the Bielowice forest that they actually deliver there every year. So it's beautiful. But for me, Prague is the ultimate, obviously, Christmas destination, not only in the Czech Republic, but the whole of the Europe, I can say.
Well, it is very beautiful now, it has to be said. It is very beautiful.
Yeah. So from the iconic Christmas market, let's say in Old Town Square, and seasonal dishes that served up throughout the city restaurants, a stroll along the picture square banks of Vltava River, twinkling lights of the city dancing across the water. It's just truly magical.
Obviously, Katerina, this year, because of COVID-19, things will be very different. And you referred to the Christmas markets. And of course, nobody's going to the Christmas markets this year. So can you just give us a little insight as to how COVID-19 has impacted tourism there in the Czech Republic, and particularly, your Christmas celebrations?
You're right. Very right. Unfortunately, to ensure the safety of the locals and tourists, many of the larger Christmas markets have been actually cancelled, including the Prague, Brno and Ostrava markets. However, the smaller markets and stalls can be found throughout the city still for the locals, probably not that many tourists there. Olomouc, Český Krumlov are currently still holding their Christmas markets, but obviously everything is just at the reduced capacity. But many traditional open-air activities, such as outdoor ice skating, are also still plan to go ahead. It's definitely not the same as it used to be in the previous years. But obviously, we are ready to welcome visitors and looking forward to 2021 for all the visitors to come and visit our Czech Christmas markets and our Czech Christmas hospitality as well. So.
Oh, yes, I can vouch for that anyway. And of course, the value for money in the Czech Republic, Katerina. And the beer is some of the best in the world, I would say. You have a lovely campaign you're running around the world at the moment. And indeed, you've got some promos and stuff on our own Sunshine here as well. Plan Today, Check In 2021. Very clever use of the word check in there, of course. Can you tell us a little bit about this now, getting the Czech Republic in people's minds, I suppose, for next year?
Yes, of course. And we're really happy running this campaign with the Sunshine, and obviously with you, Ed. And you wrote a beautiful article already on the topic, Plan Today, Check In 2021. So we are hoping this will just encourage all the Irish tourists to have a read, to do a little research and check the sort of 21 top things to do in Czech Republic, and we hope they will enjoy
it. Yeah, I mean, Katerina, that's very interesting because, I mean, I love that, the 21 for 21. But I was just saying, when I was writing there, you asked me to write a little piece about my first trip back in 1992, I think it was. And I remember we stayed in the Billy Lev, the White Lion Hotel, and I did a little opera tour because I had notions about myself then, you know. Yeah. I thought I was into opera. And it was wonderful, Carol, because there was about 20 something of us went. And I mean, it was such good value at that stage. It wasn't even direct flights from Dublin. And I mean, they were blown away. We had the most incredible trip. And we were sort of pioneers in a way, because we were, you know, it was kind of starting off again, the tourism and the opera, Madame Butterfly and the Opera House. Mm. Oh my God. We had such an amazing time there. It was just brilliant.
And obviously this is just Prague, but we also have to speak about the places outside of the city. You know, Czech Republic is so compact and so easy to reach, lovely regions around between, you know, an hour or a couple of hours. You can be in a beautiful regional cities away from the huge crowds in the capital, even though there are no crowds at the moment. But this campaign basically should help people to plan for 21 and the holidays in the Czech Republic, whether they want to visit charming castles and chateaus or spas that are very famous in Czech Republic. We have over 30 of them. Or whether they want to spend their holiday a little bit actively, let's say we have 40,000 kilometers of cycling trails. And, you know, if they want to visit some dynamic cities like Brno, Ostrava, or just Prague, like you mentioned as well.
And it's true, isn't it, Katerina, that the Czech Republic is more than double the world average for UNESCO World Heritage Sites?
Yeah, exactly. And that's also one of the topic or the sort of ideas or recipe for visiting Czech Republic. It's the unique ownership that we have of 14 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. So we are really extremely sort of proud of have 14 of them included into UNESCO World Heritage List, and two of them been added to the UNESCO list in 2019. One of these is the National Stud Farm, Kladruby nad Labem, and the second one was Krušnohoří mining region. So it's just beautiful, and it's so easy to reach them from the capital Prague. You can either hop on a bus, hop on a bus, or hop on a train. We have some of the really brilliant services, public transport services in Prague and the entire Czech Republic. You can just easily move around the country and discover all of these UNESCO heritage sites very easily.
Wonderful. Well, all the information is on visitchechrepublic.com. Yep. So if anybody wants to find out any more about visiting this beautiful country, and as Ed and I have said, Katerina, it is a beautiful country for sure, and it should be on everyone's list for 2021.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, Carol.
Yeah. We just rebranded the website, so it's just full of inspirations and ideas about what to do in Czech Republic. So visitchechrepublic.com is definitely a great source for planning. And we just launched today our special blog and Czech travel inspiration. So make sure you tune in to this blog, and even Ed is one of the main contributors to the blog. So we're very excited to basically share all his experiences from Czech Republic on this special blog. So
I had to get a new passport at one stage. I think I had visited the Czech Republic, Katerina, over 45 times. I lost count, but I remember I was when they used to stamp in the good old days, you know, the passport. It was like as if I was working. I was a diplomat for Ireland visiting the Czech Republic. It was great, but a beautiful place and so special, and I think Irish people will love it when they get back again next year. It'll be super. We're all back traveling again, and we can check it out.
And you're a great example, Ed, because as you're saying, you've been there 45 times, but every time you discover something else, or every time you can, you know, indulge to something else, or just spread the news about something else, it's just so vibrant. And, coming back to Czech Republic, it's definitely not always the same trip about everything, you know.
Katerina, how do you say Happy Christmas in Czech?
So it says Veselé Vánoce. So I wish okay. Vesele Vánoce to all the listeners.
Vesele Vánoce.
And Nolle Conna to yourself.
There you go.
Thank you.
Katerina, thank you so much. Katerina Hobbs, Director of Czech Tourism. Thank you very much for joining us on the show this week. And we're all looking forward very much to paying a return visit, or for some of our listeners for the very first time, to your beautiful country.
Thanks, Katerina. Vesele Vánoce.
And Ed, thank you as well. And we will look forward to having you back with us another edition of Travel Talk next week.
Absolutely, Carol. We'll be looking at some new things for next year. Happy Christmas.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.